They always say the people decide, but I still have the absolute commitment and belief, and I believe in the importance of politics and in representing your area. And I think, Donald, you know, sometimes we go into elections and there isn't a lot of money to spend. We're told there's loads of money out there, and we know from bitter experience that we don't get our fair share in this region. And over the last 4.5 years in the Dáil, I've constantly been on that case. We won't go into the details of it this morning. That there'll be plenty of time for that over the next few weeks or months, whatever. But there has never been a balance of development between the regions, whether it's about spending on roads or rail or housing or education, all of the issues that matter to people. And I've always made that case, and I want to continue to do so. I mean, there are, of course, other issues that are very close to my head and my heart. I mean, we're coming into a new CAP, and while that's been decided largely at European level, I will work with European counterparts, and we're going to have the legislation on the new nature restoration law, and I'm fully up to date with that, and really want to support farmers on it, because that's going to be a major issue. And then, you know, whether it's family carers and the need to abolish the means test for carers allowance, or support for credit unions, childcare, elder care, all of the issues that I've been raising over the last number of years in the Dáil through bills and motions, those are all things that I want to continue working on. So, as I said, I have the belief, I have the enthusiasm, I have the energy. I thought carefully about it, but I would like to put my name forward. People decide, and I'm ready to go if they decide that I'm one of the people they'd like to represent.
You're a proud Sligo woman, but you're very conscious of the fact that the constituency does include Leitrim, parts of Roscommon, and crucially for our point of view, South Donegal, and you've never been shy about bringing up Donegal issues in the Dáil, as long with those from Sligo and Leitrim as well.
No, I haven't, and I think that partly comes from the fact that I was honoured for 15 years to represent all of those counties, including Donegal, in the European Parliament. So I was able to get an overview of politics regionally that perhaps not everyone is lucky enough to get. And I was never one for just going after something for a particular spot without looking at the wider impact and recognising that, you know, if we're to talk about a balance of development within the country, we also have to talk about it within the region, and it can't be just one place or one thing. So I've always had that perspective, and always enjoyed going to Donegal, canvassing there. So whether it's 4.5 weeks or 4.5 months, and if I was to put a small bet on it, I think it might be 4.5 weeks before the election is announced, or maybe 4 or 5 weeks, it's hard to know. I'm looking forward to it, and putting my case out there, and then the people decide. But I still have that fire, I still have that belief and that want to represent people. So I'll be putting my name forward.